With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, weirdos. It's Darren. And you may have noticed that I did not have an episode yesterday. And I probably won't have one today. The thing is, we have electrical work being done at the house. And I just am not able to do any work there. I can't, but you know, it's hard to do a podcast when you have no electricity going to your computer. I tried, but you can only yell so loud at the computer and until you realize that nothing's getting recorded. So that didn't work. So yesterday I wasn't able to even put together an archive episode just because I had no power. And the same is going on today. So what I did yesterday, and the same thing as I'm doing today, is absolutely nothing. What you're hearing in the background, I don't know if you can hear it or not, is traffic and maybe a little bit of talk in a drive-thru, because I'm in a McDonald's parking lot, just accessing their Wi-Fi, and just enjoying the shade and under one of their trees, and listening to the radio, and listening to podcasts, and that's really it. That's about all I can do. You know, I can't even sit at home and just binge on television or anything because, again, no power. This is a really strange feeling for me because, taking a vacation's one thing, but being forced to take a day off like this and you have no plans to go anywhere, this forced vacation is not fun. I have nothing to do, and I'm one of those people that I have to have something to do. You know, if I want to take a day off and sit in front of the TV, that's fine. That's my choice. That's my plan. But being told that I can't do anything, that's torture. I don't think I would never survive prison. That would be horror for me. So all of that to say, you probably won't see an episode from me today either, aside from this update. All of that, though, however, on a positive note, this weekend, things should get back to normal, assuming everything works well with the house and the studio and everything being being rewired and everything works. But I should be able to get back to giving you the Dark Archive episodes on the weekends, as usual, the old-time radio on Sundays, and then of course the premiere of Weird Darkness Radio this coming Sunday night, 10 to midnight. And we now have a list of all the radio stations that have signed up so far, and more are trickling in. If you want to see if there's a radio station near you that is going to be airing it, you can do that by clicking on radio at weirddarkness.com. And of course, we're still having some like I said, some stations that will be trickling in, but we still need a lot of help in getting stations interested. So we could still use your help in that by emailing your local talk stations and saying, "Hey, are you going to be airing Weird Darkness? I'd really like to hear it here in whatever town I'm in." That type of thing. So I really appreciate everything that you guys have been doing, all the positive emails that you send my way. It's interesting that you email me saying how positive of an impact Weird Darkness has been to you, but you have been an amazing positive impact on me. Not just listening, but also just with the emails and the comments that you leave on Facebook when you see the posts on Twitter and I really appreciate it. So thank you very much, guys. I love every single one of you. So that's really all I had to say. And this is actually my first time using the Spreaker app on my phone. So it's called Spreaker Studio. I've never used this before, so hopefully this works. I guess we'll find out here in just a moment as I click the off button and try to post this. Thanks, weirdos. Hope you have a great Sunday afternoon. God bless. Oh, wait a minute. This is not Sunday. This is Friday. Oh, you can tell I'm into it. All right. I need some caffeine. Where's the nearest Starbucks? I'll drive over there next.
Strange creatures, gruesome murders, oozing organisms, unfathomable abductions, enigmatic expeditions, an age-old malevolence, and much more. Author J.C. Moore delivers a collection of dark horror tales that are both chilling and poignant. Dark Intrigues Book 1 is filled with horror fiction for fans of short story anthologies, horror collections, ghost fiction, suspense, possession, and more. Dark Intrigues Book 1 by J.C. Moore, available on Kindle or as an audiobook narrated by Darren Marlar. Find Dark Intrigues Book 1 on the audiobooks page at WeirdDarkness.com. That's WeirdDarkness.com/audiobooks.